Good morning. So how wonderful was that to watch the Christmas story unfold before us with that version of the story comes with angels and shepherds, Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and all of our kids telling the story that is both beautiful and mysterious. Today's gospel calls us to another part of that story, a quiet part that we sometimes miss. It is the story of a man who almost walks away. Mary and Joseph, who is son of David, are betrothed. They're formally pledged, with their future already taking shape. This isn't casual, it's a promise that has been made between two families, and they have already begun to imagine their life, and then something unbelievable happens. Mary is pregnant. Matthew does not explain, nor does he defend. He simply tells us what Joseph knows and what Joseph does. And what Joseph knows threatens to unravel it all. Because in his world, there is really only one way that such a thing could happen. And it's not good. It is a scandal. It is dangerous. It is disgraceful. But Joseph is a righteous man. He is faithful and he is decent. He is one who strives to live rightly before God and to respect others. And now his life has been turned upside down. And he faces a quandary. What then is he to do? Matthew tells us that Joseph has decided to dismiss Mary quietly, not to cause her shame or harm, but just to slip away. And honestly, who among us doesn't understand that impulse? I think we all know that loving can be hard. Relationships ask things of us that we don't always feel ready to give. People can complicate our lives. Love makes us feel vulnerable. And sometimes, when love begins to feel risky or difficult, or possibly something that could cause us grief, our instinct, like Joseph's, is to protect ourselves, to step back and to soften our presence, and to simply walk into the sunset. Now, if Joseph stays, he knows that there will be consequences, and his life will certainly not go as he has planned. And yet, if he leaves, what then? What happens to Mary? Will she be safe? And what about her dignity and her future? It's right into his fear and this uncertainty that the angel of the Lord comes to him in a dream and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid." Which, of course, implies that there's something to be afraid of. But he says, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." In other words, don't be afraid to love, even when loving can cost you something. I think that Joseph has been asked to do one of the hardest things a human being can do. He has been asked by God to trust love over his own self-protection. He's been asked to step into a story that he does not fully understand, with an ending that he cannot imagine or see. He has been asked to risk loving when it is hard. Now, I want to share with you a story about Paul Kalanithi. Paul Kalanithi was a neurosurgeon and a researcher at Stanford University, and he wrote the book, When Breath Feels Like Air. He was diagnosed at the age of 36 with terminal 4 lung cancer. And it was an event that was devastating, and as you might imagine, forced he and his wife, Lucy, to ask questions that they thought that they had long time to answer. One of those questions was this: should we have a child? Now, Lucy wasn't sure. She worried that loving more would mean losing more. But Paul saw it differently. He understood that life is not about avoiding suffering, but it is about creating meaning. And meaning comes from choosing to love deeply, right here and right now, even when it feels risky, even when the world will tell you that you're out of your mind to even be thinking about it. And so they decided to have a child. And their daughter, Katie, arrived in July of 2014. And Paul had 8 months with her. He described those months as joy unlike anything he had ever known. And looking at her in his arms, he called her the face of life. And you know, it had me wondering, I wonder if that might have been a similar experience of Joseph's. He chose to honor love, quite uncertain of what would lay ahead. And he was likely unaware that one day he would gaze upon the face of his child and see life itself before him. He recognized that love is risky. And one day he would see that the love that he had risked had given his life a profound meaning beyond anything he might have ever dreamed of. And because Joseph chose love, the world is forever changed. And we, party to that, are forever changed. But still, the gospel never pretends about love. Neither Jesus nor our scriptures ever pretend that love doesn't come with suffering, that to love doesn't sometimes cause pain and sorrow and grief. Joseph's love does not spare him any hardship, and Mary's love does not shield her from pain, and God's love for the world does not lead away from the cross and suffering, but directly to it and straight through it. And this is the scandal of Advent, that God does not love us from a safe distance, but dares to break in. That God chooses incarnation and vulnerability and exposure to make God's self known. That God breaks into the world as a child, knowing exactly where love will lead. And still, God comes, even when that love comes with a cost. God comes because love is stronger than fear, and because meaning lies way far beyond our self-protection, and because resurrection stands on the far side of everything that love endures. Today, we lit the Advent candle for love. And we celebrate the love that is heralded by the angels and proclaimed by the shepherds. And we honor the hard choice that Joseph faced. And we see that at the center of each of these entities in the story, love is found. It is love that you and I are invited to risk. It is love that we are invited to trust. And it is love, the love we have received, that we are invited to bear into the world. So today, we celebrate love. The love that lies in the manger, and the love that God brings to us as God comes into our lives again and again and again. Amen.